our ones, their offices, our senators, and our congressmen.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7-6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor.
Discussion.
Do you have any discussion? 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public. Mr. Jurgens, do you have anything for equalization?
I'm cool.
That's a matter of personal opinion.
Actually.
Any trends, anything you want to let us know about?
22 counties got called into the state, so their equalization's going on right now. So I'm going to go back to my office and watch. So guess who didn't get called in?
Lancaster?
No, they did.
Oh.
That's what I'm worried about. They might think that my stuff isn't quite, because sometimes they look from county to county. So I'm going to go see Lancaster testify to see if they bring up my ag land or anything. So sometimes that's but 22 counties. So what happens is they've looked at my reports and opinions of all the valuations I've done for 2021. I'm in on commercial, I'm in on residential, and what we did to ag was sufficient. So they didn't call me in. So 22 now have to go before Turk because it's a show cause hearing. And so there's 22 counties around here. So
when they do that, do they look at their valuations independently, each parcel, or do they come in and say, hey, your county is undervalued, overvalued, and then make a...
You guys should get a... I don't know if Don got anything from them, because it comes to my county board, too. It's a book. It's a whole book that talks about what you have to make sure what people don't understand is when the market, and you have sales of residential and ag and commercial, what you have to treat the unsold the same as the sold. So in other words, it'd be easy for an assessor to go in and say, hey, this house went up to $200,000 and I only had it on at $150,000. That ratio's off because I got to be between 92 and 100%. So I can't just go pick on that sale. I have to also look at the ones that didn't sell. So you can't use the sale as your discovery of why would this go up or, you know, so when we're actually doing the, especially Beatrice, we do percentage increases based on likable properties, like ranch-style homes right now, just a little typical ranch like on the corner over here. Those are about $200,000 now. Those are considered your starter homes. Probably 3 years ago, those were about $125,000. That's how fast the market's moving on residential right now. So it's kind of going into this.
You said 3 years ago?
Probably about three. It was about $125,000, and then it went to $150,000. Now those are selling for about $200,000. You know, they go in and they take the carpet up, they put the plank flooring down, they do some things inside. I mean...
So if they haven't done that, does that mean that the value doesn't change?
Well, no, because that type of update is not real expensive. That's not a lot of money, you know, you can make.
So you value them as if they've been remodeled. Is that what I'm
getting? Well, no, I'm looking at sales. The sales right there. Yeah, quit trying to trick me. The sales right there. You know what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying?
That's because somebody's red.
What?
What? He's not going to get me. I'm just saying that's how quickly they go up. So, like, when you see I put a percentage raise on a 1960 to a 1980 home because the sold has to be treated the same as the unsold, and they have scatter graphs to make an equalization hearing. So you'll learn that all at your county board workshop.
And they haven't done that a lot of times.
You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Yes, I do, totally.
What What I gathered, though, is since it's not expensive to do those upgrades, you're going to raise the prices on those small houses the same as if the upgrades had been made, since it's fairly easily to do?
Okay. Listen to what I said. The market's telling me what's going on. That's what's determining what I do to those types of houses. You know what I'm saying? There could be 50 sales or 60 sales of those types of houses, because there's a certain population that can afford a $200,000 house. The thing that's the oddity is when I get into the $300,000 to $400,000 houses, there's not very many sales in this county of those type of homes.
It seems like the higher dollar houses are strong and the lower houses are strong.
Well, the higher dollar houses might be built, but I don't have a market value or a sell on it. So now if I go down and I put 2021 cost tables in, you know what lumber's going to be doing here shortly.
Yeah.
So then you have to adjust that, because I'm not sure in Beatrice that that's going to have – I mean, there's not a lot of new house building, really. I don't see a lot of it, not like you would think in the city especially. Acreages are a whole different ballgame because of the blue sky and everything. But you have a certain population, like, you know, you're probably younger families that can afford the $200,000 with a 2 to 3% interest rate. That looks like a fairly good house payment for 30 years. And like I said, those about 3 or 4 years ago were about 125 to 130. Now we're looking at 200, and that's a huge. And I'm the type that I don't like to bump people so drastically that it really, because you've waited. It's better if you bump them a little bit at a time and bring them up, in my opinion, to get them into place. And so that's what we do. Another thing that I'd like to have, and this is probably something going forward, is probably a lot of different things have come out. Lisa and I talked a little bit, Lisa Wiegand, this morning. A lot of things have come out. Especially in the rural area, where you're seeing landscaping with kitchens that are built into, you know, the decks that are rocked, and then you're putting, like, grills out there, you're putting, and those are a lot of things that we've got to be looking at, too. I mean, you used to have a deck out there with a grill on it. Well, these are major things that are going on in the county, so, but... No, I don't just automatically go in and do that. But when we get in them then, or we see them advertising on Zillow, we see what they've done some things to them. Because if those were once a 1960, 70 home, maybe an elderly person has lived in that for a while. So you might put some of that flooring down, or you might do some of those things. But those aren't real. Those aren't enough of a change inside that house to bring it up to 200. But the appraisers are appraising them out because of the market of what they're selling for.
I just feel bad for that elderly person you were just talking about. You're raising their assessment from 120 to 200.
They're selling.
Oh.
Can you get after him, Roger?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and sadly, but it's happening, you're seeing a lot of our homes that the people that own them, the single people, are passing. And we have a home just sitting there that'll be waiting to be put on the market by the family. But we have a number of those all the way through here.
And it's good people are fixing those up. I mean, it keeps houses in good repair.
We have a
keeps everything going.
$210,000 home similar to that just sold in Weimar. Evelyn Michaelis's?
Yep.
You know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Yokel bought it for $210,000.
So the small... Small ranches are going up. Acreages, I assume, are still going up. Do ag lands steady or dropping or fairly steady?
And raised dry just a tad bit. But Terry knows, too. Ag lands just a really, it's stable. It's, you know, like Gary Lytle said last week, look at what irrigated cash rent is. I mean, that one, I don't know.
Fortunately, I have to agree with you on that statement.
Did you write that down? Look at that, Eric.
I didn't hear what he said. Anything else for equalization?
I could talk a lot longer.
You've got 5 more minutes.
We're going to have to decide what you guys want to do for referees and stuff like that. So I think Terry touched on that last week. You touched on some things that are concerning, too. with the people in, you know, could be retiring. I'm 62 in August. That could be me. There's a lot of assessors that are young now. We had one pass away from Fall City from COVID. She was 63. So her deputy's taken over. It was pretty unexpected. She ended up in the hospital and didn't come home. And then the one from Pawnee City retired. The one from, I mean, they're all over. They're all at a certain age. They're going to go. So
I guess I would, I know, like Terry said, having the same people there is important. Knowing that we have some people that could be changing over the next several years, I almost wonder if it'd be good to start working your staff into doing the refereeing, so you've got people on hand already that deal with this every day that could potentially start doing the refereeing.
There's only one younger one in my office. The rest, three of us, are about the same age.
Well, I wasn't saying, I guess.
You mean that?
Younger than our referees, I'll say.
Oh.
Possibly start doing that with some of our own staff so they could, as we have new staff, they could train the staff
because
also.
Those guys all got appraiser's license. So you start getting them out of Lincoln. Like Vanguard charges probably $125 to $130 to just come to a commercial property an hour.
That's about what we're paying the people on contract right now also.
$45,000 a year for 5 days a month.
He's based on an hourly basis, though. If he goes over what he's contracted for, that's about the same on our hourly.
Thing, your side of it would be different than mine because I have a maintenance with him. But we don't pay him. Like, he drives his own vehicle. So there's the biggest problem with some of this is how, if we're going to hire anybody, is, like, your vehicles and things like that because they're not county employees.
What about using your own staff that you currently have, the people in your office? Could they sit as referees?
Can I answer that?
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
All right. Make a statement on that. The people in our own office are confident where they set the values at, so they're not going to budge. So it's really not a referee that you're looking at. You're looking at one side and you're looking at the other, and we need somebody in the middle to look at it.
We could use that same argument with Daryl and Lloyd, though. They're the ones that set the values.
They help me set the values. Like, our whole office, we set all the values in Beatrice after we build a model. So it's a little more complicated than we set all the values once we build a model and determine what needs to be set. So we're sitting at our desk looking at every property from the desk, from the point where the pictures have been taken and things have been done.
I'm really in agreement with Terry, though, having that same set of eyes on everything. I think that's really important so everyone's treated the same.
You know, honestly, when we had revals, we had 1,000 protests at one time.
Yep.
Back in the days we were doing it, we're only averaging 100 or so. And, I mean, that's not, when we got 16,000 parcels, that's not a lot of protests.
And, Patty, what you say is correct, and Mr. Byers knows it too, because him and I forget who else, but set in on a lot of those, and you were talking about weeks.
That's right.
You were talking about weeks every day.
Things have really moved forward in that world because we used to do things a lot differently, where now everything is so much different because what we used to do the older ways, you almost want somebody that is got an appraiser's license and things like that. Bob's on staff as a part-time county employee because he let his lapse because he's to the age where he's not going to keep going to classes and taking tests. And Lloyd's to about that age, too, where his wife wants to travel a lot. So it is what it is, but most appraisers want to work for banks and do fee appraisals to where they go in and make a lot more for three comparables to one house. So that's where the fee appraisers come in at. So.
Anything else for equalization? We still have a minute left. We'll adjourn at 8:45 on the clock.